Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Dean. One thing I'd like to address is the number of businesses who bought large advertisements declaring quite openly that they're not willing to serve the customer at their convenience. I find that ironic because in a service industry, the whole reason to be in business is to serve the public when they choose, not when you choose. So it's ironic that a number of businesses, I believe Cops Build All particularly, but others, have clearly said that they're not willing to open despite the demand out there.
Mark, just hold on for a second. That's not the service industry, though. That's the retail industry.
Well, retail, of course, is service. I mean, many stores carry the same product. So what you're offering above and beyond that is more than a product. You're offering a service.
Okay.
A convenience. And one thing, although you are correct, that is technically the retail industry, but what I'd like to point out is that one thing for a person to advertise, we're not willing to open. Well, that's fine. And if you have any principles to that degree, I expect that when everybody else does open, you still stick to your guns and you stay closed and you protect whatever rights you feel your employees have or privileges. But that's not what the issue is developed into. What everybody's saying, when they say they're against Sunday shopping, what they're saying is that I, as a businessman, cannot serve my customers who want to shop with employees who want to work in a store that wants to be open. What they're saying is they want to put me in jail to protect a privilege that they aren't willing to back up if everybody else is open. Many of these businesses would end up opening, despite the fact they say they're against Sunday opening, they'd open if their competitors opened. And to me, that means they have no principles. If they have principles, they have to suffer the consequences and the price that these principles exact. And I find this very two-faced and very disgusting, and I think it has to be brought out to the public that these people are really oppressing the convenience offered by other businesses, which is a good thing in a basically retail service industry, and they're advertising to their public that we're not willing to give you the same benefit of that convenience, and I think that's appalling.
Well, I think in most of the cases where the stores have placed the ads, and we're going to be talking to some of these people later on because we wanted to hear exactly why they're doing it and why they're doing it on an ongoing basis. It's almost like a political campaign, sort of vote for us. We're going to be talking to them. But, Mark, do you not agree that the employees in these retail outlets have motivated these ads and the management has come along and said, we support you?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think if you have employees who don't wish to work on Sunday, and no doubt you do, I found that when we advertised for employees for our Sunday, is that we were flooded. We had no shortage of people wanting to work on Sunday. I mean, new people.
How many people do you need, though? I'm looking at some place like, all right, Patton's Place or Cops. They have, I'm guessing, they'd have maybe a dozen people in one of their outlets on a Sunday. As far as Cops, I would imagine Patton's Place, because of the magnitude of the store, they'd have to have many more than that to serve their customers.
Well, sure they would.
But how many people are you talking on your payroll?
Just two, but we had 12 applications for every opening.
Right.
And so my point is that there's plenty of people who have the enthusiasm, the desire to work retail on a Sunday, which would be convenient for them, because perhaps they don't have families, perhaps they're young people, perhaps they're retired people, and they...
Perhaps they're out of work, though, where the people at Patton's or Cops or Keene's aren't out of work, and they don't want to work any more than they do already.
Well, I don't think any sensitive employer, and believe me, most people in retail have to be sensitive because morale has to be high in a retail business in order to sell effectively.
That's right.
And so we are always sensitive to, I mean, any employee that wants to change a day, we make every accommodation. And most businesses do. They have to, otherwise you'll have constant turnover. You can't maintain a cohesive retail sales force if you're abusive or rude to your customers. And anybody who's been with a bad employer knows that business is not as successful as it could be because of the way they treat their employees.
Sure, yeah.
And bear in mind, and some of your callers have mentioned this, they're still going to get 2 days a week off. It's not like all of a sudden they've had a holiday wiped out. You know, there'll be adjustments and there'll be an increase in the amount of employment, but each employee will not necessarily have to work any more than previously, except some of them might be asked to work on Sundays. And you will be surprised, many of them will work. But what you're hearing from is perhaps those who don't want to work. If three-quarters of a workforce doesn't want to work on Sunday, that's all right, because most of them wouldn't be required. I mean, you only need perhaps a percentage of your total workforce on any given day. So if you only have 20% willing to work Sundays, that's all you need.
Mark, do you think that there's a problem these days with two worker homes? In other words, where two people in the family are working, both adults are working, and it would be like ships passing in the night?
Well, people may have an inconvenience if they're required to work on Sunday, and I know many doctors deal with this, and many people in industries that are already required to operate. In fact, did you know that only 11% of the public actually works in retail? So 89% of the people out there are already required or can be asked to work on a Sunday, and I believe they make those accommodations where necessary. I mean, it's just a fact of life. We have to adapt to circumstances as they change. And bear in mind that if you're in the retail industry, you got in that industry, I hope, to serve the public. And the public comes first. It comes above the employer's desires. He set up a business, but he set it up to serve the people, and the customer is always right. If you're an employee in that business, you have to have the same motto. Your privileges or your special benefits as an employee come second to the demands of the customer. And the customer wants you to be open on Sunday, you better be prepared to be open. Or you're conceding and telling the public that you're not willing to serve them and basically conceding that someone else is going to be able to do it better, which is, in fact, my belief is the case. Those people advertising they don't want to serve the customer on Sunday are clearly advertising their contempt for their clients.
Well, it's quite a charge. We'll have to see what some of the people say when they phone us later on.
I look forward to hearing it.
Okay, Mark.
Bye-bye.
All the best. Thanks for your ideas.